Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The Bastards of Boston Baseball Podcast.
Back to full. Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champion. Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again.
Yes, indeed. Here it comes. Another edition of the Bastards of Boston Baseball.
Welcome back, everybody, to the series prediction episode of the Bastards of Boston Baseball. Looking at the calendar, we have a 4-game set at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. All of the games will be 7:10 p.m. Eastern time starts. Looking at game one, we have Zach Eflin against Hutter Crawford. Charlie, how do you see game one going?
Man, Zach Eflin has not been doing great his last couple starts. He's starting to come back down to reality. He was pitching really well towards the middle of April, but, you know, I just don't trust him. I have a little bit more faith in Cutter Crawford, who's been able to go 6 or more in 4 straight appearances. So, honestly, man, give me Cutter for game one. Red Sox take it.
Terry.
I can't really disagree there. I've never been an Eflin guy, and when I found out that the Red Sox had offered him the same thing that the Rays did, I was horrified. I'm like, oh my God, we really tried to get Zach Eflin for 3 years, $45 million. And he wasn't terrible last year, but still not a guy that I think's ever going to have a really sustained run. Just out of curiosity, what was he last year? Exactly a 3.5 earned run average over 177 innings. So that was actually pretty good. We would have taken that all day on last year's staff. But would he have done that with Dave Busch as his pitching coach? So anyway, I'm taking the really long way here, but I'll take Cutter Crawford and the Red Sox in game one.
This game has the markings of a continuation of last weekend's series to where, you know, a couple runs here, maybe scratch across a couple there to get it done. At this point in time, I got to pick Crawford as well. I'm going to keep picking him until it goes poorly. The guy's been an absolute menace on the mound. And when you look at the Rays lineup, you know, they have Diaz, Arozarena, Paredes, but there isn't a lot to scare you there, let alone against a pitcher like Crawford. So give me the Red Sox in game one as well. The second game of the series will be Aaron Civale against Nick Pivetta. Charlie, how do you have that one going?
This one's hard. And Pivetta did not do well in his last appearance. He's not going to be facing as difficult of an opponent, but he gave up 3 home runs and absolutely, to quote Cody, had his lunch packed for him. I think I got it right. I might have messed that up, but I absolutely love the expression, and I'm going to probably use that in the future. I love it. I just don't know if I can say confidently that Pivetta – I want to say that the Boston Red Sox will go up 2-0, but, you know, they got some squirrely guys in Tampa, and I think that they're going to be able to find a way to wiggle one here and split up the series, and Tampa wins game two.
Terry.
Charlie's not gaining any ground on me at this point in our little competition here. I'm going to have to agree again. Tampa's kind of, they had a not so great start to the season. I don't know what their record is now, because I think they did drop a couple, but they did have a 5-game win streak. Yeah, they're one game under 500 at the moment. We're 2 games above, but May has definitely been a better month for them. They're second for the month of May in all of MLB and on base. They're seventh in terms of average. There was one more category they were doing pretty well in. 10th in runs batted in, which is way above where the Red Sox is right now. Was it doubles? Wasn't doubles. But either way, they're swinging better bats, and Pivetta just hasn't looked great. His walks have been a problem in his recent start, plus the rehab start. I'm not sure this Tampa lineup is going to be where he figures it out. So I'm going to give the edge to the Rays in game two.
You had a zig where others are zagging. I like Pivetta to bounce back. I think, you know, he got the adrenaline up. Yeah, sure. He did not have a great outing the last time out. This lineup, again, as I mentioned for the previous game, is not one that really kind of keeps you up at night. It is at home, the friendly confines of Fenway Park. Sorry, Wrigley. Give me Pivetta and the Sox in game two. Game three will be Taj Bradley against Tanner Houck. Charlie.
This one is hard for me too. You know, the games for Taj Bradley last year, they started off like gangbusters. He did really, really well. And then he kind of lost himself and needed to come back. And his first game of the season did really, really well. I don't know if that's enough to sway me away from what Tanner Houck has been able to do this year. Tanner Houck has pitched a quality game each game this year, except for one. And he missed that by a third of an inning. So in 8 starts, he's got 7 quality starts. I'm going to go with Tanner Houck here because I think he'll figure out a way to give the team a minimum of 6 innings, maybe, you know, get 4 or 5 strikeouts. Probably won't allow another home run. He'll probably walk a batter. It might just be 1 or 2 runs on 4 or 5 hits. And I'm hoping that the Boston Red Sox, maybe even O'Neill, can get one over the fence and put the Red Sox up in game 3. Red Sox win the third one.
Terry.
For the first time, perhaps all season, I am going to pick against Tanner Houck. Go back to just last season with Taj Bradley. He didn't pitch terribly against the Red Sox. Gave up 3 earned runs over 5 innings on April 12th of last season. Struck out eight, and our lineup was a little bit more productive last year. Not so much with the long ball, but in all the other categories, we were ripping doubles. Average was good. We were driving in runs. So against a tougher lineup, he looked okay there. And then not long after that, well, June 4th, actually, last year, 5 innings again, only gives up 2 earned runs that time and strikes out 6. So in a very brief history, he hasn't pitched that badly against us. And due to the fact that Tampa doesn't strike out, they draw a lot of walks, I think this is going to be a continuation of Tanner Houck kind of having to grind his way through 5 or 6 innings here. And I expect them to kind of be a thorn in his side. And I like their offense a little bit better. So I'd love to see Hauk return to, you know, April form here, but I'm going to give it to Tampa. And I got them winning game three.
I have game three in Tampa's column as well. I think this is going to be a tough luck loss for Hauk. I don't think we're going to look at this as like, oh, you know, he imploded or he gave up a bunch of runs or a lot of crooked numbers. It could be like a 2-1 or a 3-2 type game. Bradley did very well in his last start, as Charlie mentioned.
Against the Yankees.
I was just going to say, a lineup that is a lot more formidable than what Boston's going to be trotting out there. Six innings, four hits, one earned run, two walks, and seven strikeouts. I think he keeps the momentum going and gets it done against the Red Sox, unfortunately. That kicks us over to the final game of the four-game set. It is Zach Littell against Cooper Criswell, the darling of this podcast. Charlie, how do you have game four going?
Man, oh man, Cooper Criswell has been absolutely incredible. Nothing against Zach Littell, who's been pretty darn good all year. But you know what? I like to play with fire, and I don't think I'm going to go against Cooper Criswell just yet because there's been no reason to go against him. The guy's been lights out. So I'm going to be absolutely bold. Lori, I know you'll hear this episode eventually. I didn't pick a sweep, but I'm going to take 3 out of 4 for the Boston Red Sox. Sox win game four.
Sure.
This is a hard one. And it's interesting because Zach Littell and Cooper Criswell both have similar paths. You know, they were journeymen. They kind of came off the scrap heap and actually came from the opposite organization. We had Littell last year for just a handful of, I think they were just relief appearances. And then Tampa acquires him, makes him into a starter, and he's been pretty solid. And he's pitching to an ERA almost right at 3. The last two outings were against both New York teams, the Yankees and the Mets. Only struck out 3 Yankees, struck out 7 Mets, lasted 5 2/3, and then 6 innings against the Yankees and Mets, respectively. This is a tough one. This is a really tough matchup, and I don't think it's going to be a 9 strikeout performance from Criswell. I think that's a bit of an anomaly. I'm just going to go with the better offense. That's how I have to do it. When it's this close, I'm just going to lean on the better offense. And that's the Tampa Bay Rays. I've got them winning 3 out of 4 this series.
Oof. 3 out of 4. That hurts to hear. Give me that Crisco magic. I think Criswell is going to take us across the finish line against Littell. I don't think, you know, it's necessarily any one big reason or another. I think this is actually going to be a fascinating chess match of a player that came from that organization. So they kind of have the book on each other, right? You're familiar with the hitters. They're familiar with what you have in your arsenal and in your repertoire. So it'll be, in my opinion, must watch TV to kind of see how the game plan changes, right? This is perhaps an extra deep look at that Andrew Bailey pitching program, right? What has he added to Criswell's game that Tampa is unfamiliar with? Because they've got their own very sturdy pitching program as well. But I believe that gives me a 3-1 Sox in the series. Charlie, where did you lie?
I ended up having the Red Sox winning 3 out of 4 as well. So I have Boston, Tampa, Boston, Boston. You went Boston, Boston, Tampa, Boston. We just inverted game 2 and 3. And Terry became a Tampa Bay fan in games 2 through 4. I don't know how else to call it. I mean, here's the thing. Taj Bradley only had one start. If he had had more than one start, I would have felt more comfortable picking Tampa Bay to win game 3. I can't do it on one performance. You can't put all your eggs in one basket on one performance. Granted, it was against a good team. That's totally fair. But what if he throws a clunker and, you know, walks 4 guys and allows 5 runs in a third of an inning? You know, that could happen.
I would
happen
happily be wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I'm anticipating that one. So, you know, there's a chance for some surprises, and either Terry and I are going to break even with those last two picks and we'll still be even, or someone's going to have their feelings hurt after the third and fourth pick. Yeah, T.
What do you, well, I won't even make you guess. Taj Bradley right now in two starts with the Rays minor league team. I'm not even sure which one that is. 0.82 ERA. So he's just pitching well this year, regardless of where he's at. And pitched okay last year.
Yeah, you got to turn in and watch the games.
Yeah, he allowed one run on two hits, walked three, struck out 15 in 11 innings, and the only run he allowed was a dinger. So that helps. He's playing for the Durham. Is it Durham Bulls?
Is that who they are? Okay.
Yeah, Durham Bulls now. Yeah. Yep.
Well, we'll see. Either one of us is going to do really well here, or two of us will do really well.
Exactly. It'll be a split, or someone's going to get their feelings hurt. Exactly.
Anything else that you gentlemen wanted to add in terms of predictions? Alrighty, we will wrap there. Thank you all and have a great day.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.